You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. KVCR is proud to spotlight small businesses in our region. Today's is the Riverside Food Cooperative. Here's Chairperson Sala Ponich.
We are a cooperative. You know, we're not in business simply to sell produce. And a cooperative differs from a conventional enterprise in that it's owned, controlled, and run by and for its members, usually through a board of directors, of which I am a member in this case. And usually the people involved have a common economic, social, or cultural need, or something that they want to see happen and are willing to work together to bring it about. So in this case, we are a consumer cooperative. There are many different kinds of cooperative, but we're a consumer cooperative, meaning we're an organization of people who buy something. And in our case, we buy and sell produce. We do this through, at this point, we do it through a subscription to a monthly box, about 14 to 16 pounds of locally grown fruits and vegetables. We don't sell any meat or dairy or nationally branded products. Local for us means really local. We source most of our monthly produce box from within 25 miles of downtown Riverside. And one reason we can do that is we're fortunate to have a lot of farms located in what's called the Greenbelt area of Riverside. Right before COVID hit, the board had sat down and over a series of several meetings, we had developed a calendar for 2020, which we were filling up with events that we thought would help bring us membership. Well, when we finally got to the point where this whole event calendar was going to kick off, it couldn't. Basically, I threw it out. We could not do any recruitment events, so we had to resort far more to social media than we had been. You know, working Facebook to do recruitment. But we have also begun to get invitations to do online events. Our outreach was cramped by COVID, but we were able to make up for it by switching our focus away from a one-on-one and more towards social media. I think for those of us who are working on this regularly, I confess, we're kind of foodies to start with. But what we're really doing is we want to advance the concepts of cooperation. We want to show people that you can run a business and you can make money, and you don't have to be greedy, you don't have to oppress people. In fact, quite the opposite. We had determined from the get-go that our employees, even though they are temps, would get what most people agree is a living wage, and that's $15 an hour. We regret that we can't provide them with benefits, but still, you know, we have a commitment to making sure our employees also benefit from working for a cooperative. Our ultimate goal is to open a cooperative grocery store, meaning a grocery store that's owned and run by its members, but open to the public, and also oriented to the extent possible to the needs of the city where we live.
That was Riverside Food Cooperative Sala Ponich.
Support for this small business spotlight is provided by SoCal Gas.